The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. It seems to be human nature to want to be held in esteem and have favor shown by those in authority, whether it's your boss or civil authorities, perhaps even your pastor, that is, if you go to church, or anyone you would consider a decent citizen in the community with a little power, prestige, and riches. Now, if you got stopped for a traffic violation, you would want favor. If you had to appear before a judge for breaking the law, you would want favor. You would hope the judge would esteem you as a good citizen and let you off lightly. The point is, we want to be thought of as a good, upright citizen and person. That is, if we are. Many deadbeats like to be thought of as good citizens as well. Now, that kind of boggles my mind because I don't understand that thinking, and I'm glad I don't, because I would probably be a deadbeat if I did. I'm sure there are many that doesn't care what anyone thinks about them as long as they get away with their evil lifestyle of taking advantage of others as long as they have or can get what they want. Whether by cheating, stealing, lying, raping, murder, or just having their hand out living off taxpayers. Well, I'm glad there is a law of reaping what you sow, and that your own ways will come back on your own head. Aren't you glad that there is a righteous judge, and he will render to everyone according to their deeds? Notice what God has to say along this line, Romans 2, beginning in verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? In other words, Paul is speaking about those that make it their lifestyle to break God's laws. And he says, do you think, even though you're doing the same thing, that you will get away with it, that you will not be called into judgment for that as well? Well, it seems to be human nature that we think that we will never get caught with our evil lifestyle, that we think we can get away with whatever we want to do. Continuing here in verse 4, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness, unrepentant heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Yes, God says that your lifestyle is going to be considered by him when he passes judgment on you, the way that you live your life now. Who will render to each one according to his deeds? So you might want to think about that, my friend, before you continue to think that you can get away with anything that you want to do, not obeying God, not being a good citizen in the community. God says you will be called in to account for such things. Continuing here in verse 7, eternal life to those who by patient continuance and doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Yes, God says you're going to stand before him and you're going to give account for what you think, for what you speak, and for your character. Verse 9, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also to the Greek, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. Yes, God isn't going to show special judgment to anyone. It's going to be the same. God is going to judge you according to his word, and it doesn't matter whom you are or what you have done. And someday, everyone will stand, as you and I will, before the judge of the whole earth, and they will hope to have favor shown to them. But not too many from creation to this very day have been excited about receiving mercy or favor from the judge of the whole earth, Jesus Christ. Most have lived their life wanting to be held in esteem and to receive favor from humanity, not realizing God said, put not your trust in man. Notice what God had to say in Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus says the Eternal, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. But that's what we like to do. God is saying, if you depart or forget God, you will want to find favor with man, and you will be prone to trust in man. Now, isn't that what we have done? We have given God a back seat in our life, and we are cursed, just as God has warned in his word. There's a big gap between blessings and cursings. Which one are we under? You don't have to be too smart to figure that one out. When you want favor from man, whether in your community, nation, or from foreign nations, you as an individual or we as a nation will do many things to our detriment. Has our government ever done that? Does our government still do that? Do we compromise just to look good or to fit in? You might want to ask yourself that question. Well, that's what happens when you forget God, when you don't have a standard to live by. Aren't we all confused as a nation, just as God said we would be? Notice what God had to say that would happen to us if we forgot our God. In Deuteronomy 28, beginning in verse 28, and this is speaking to you and me. It's also speaking to ancient Israel and to modern day Israel, the United States and the British people. Deuteronomy 28, verse 28, the Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of heart. Well, aren't we in confusion, my friends? We don't know which way to turn. Verse 29, and you shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in darkness. You shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you. Now that sounds like our nation today. You don't have to be too smart to realize that we are confused and groping for solutions individually and as a nation to solve our problems. God aimed this prophecy to our ancestors, ancient Israel, and to their end-time descendants, America and the British people. Where is England in comparison to 100, 200 years ago? Where is America in comparison to 50 or 100 years ago? Where are we morally, spiritually, and economically? Where is England militarily to years gone by? Let's go back to Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6. Thus says the Eternal, cursed is a man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. God says when you depart from him, you are going to be living under curses. You're going to bring curses upon yourself. And you look at our nation and you look at this world and you don't see a lot of blessings being poured out from God. Verse 6, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and assault land which is not inhabited. Things will not be well for a nation or an individual that departs from God. We won't even recognize blessings when they come. And I don't think that the United States as a whole has recognized the blessing that God has poured out on this nation. And I don't think we recognize the fact that God is beginning to take those blessings away from us and has been for several years. Is God telling us we will be like or become like a shrub in the desert when we could be like a big green tree well watered on fertile soil? Well, yes. Look at America. We aren't even able to support ourselves financially. We have to keep borrowing and printing more and more money. We used to be the greatest lending nation on earth. Now we're the greatest borrowing nation on earth, the greatest debtor nation on earth. Continuing here in verses 7 through 8, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Yes, God said, if you trust and obey God and hope in your God, in his word, and live by it, you would be blessed, not only individually, but our nation, as well as the world. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. In other words, you hardly will know if problems come. But her leaf will be green and will not be anxious or not be afraid in a year of drought or in bad times, nor will cease from yielding fruit. All would go well for the nation or for you as an individual who trusts in the Lord, his truth, his word. How many do you know that trust and obey their Maker? Think about that for a minute. Do you? Those that profess Christianity Do they obey God? Do they live by the Word of God? Do they have faith to trust in God's Word and obey, even if it looks like it would be to their temporary advantage to disobey? The word blessed means happy, contented, and having divine favor. So if you want God's favor, then God requires you to obey His Word and trust or have faith in His Word to live by it, even though when it looks to your advantage to disobey it. To be held in esteem and have favor in the sight of God requires obedience to His Word. Most usually, if or when favor is shown you, it is because you know those that show you favor. Not too many have known God from the time of creation. Do you? You probably don't, because you aren't willing to study His Word and live by it. To get to know someone means you have to spend time with them. God and Jesus Christ are no different. There will come a time when you will know God and you will have His favor, but not until you learn the bitter lesson that our way didn't work. Notice what God had to say about Israel, the United States and the British people, as well as the nation of Judah, which we call Israel, and the other nation of Israel that scattered. Jeremiah 31, verse 28. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over you to pluck up and to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so I will watch over you to build and to plant, says the Lord. Yes, God says He is watching over us to make sure that our demise comes. But after we turn to our God wholeheartedly, this same verse says He will watch over us to build and to plant, because we will finally seek His favor and His mercy. In Jeremiah 31, verse 31, listen to what God has to say about those days that's coming. Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Now, it's speaking about after the time that Jesus Christ returns to this earth and sets up the kingdom of God. Says the Lord, I will put my law in their mind and write it on their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Eternal. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sins I will remember no more. Yes, we will finally get to know the true God, and we will finally obey Him, and God will richly favor and bless us. Request our free article, Who is on the Lord's Side? We're only offering one article today, and that is, Who is on the Lord's Side? You should want to know if you're on God's side and if God is on your side. And all you need do to receive that article is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.